Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy Columbus Day, my friends. This is Columbus Day. That's right. And we've got with us somebody who can help us understand why we're celebrating this day and what's the fact from the fiction? What are the myths and the reality? Ken Davis, folks. That's right. Kenneth Davis is here. I know. I'm excited too. He's the author of Don't Know Much About History. That whole series that includes the presidents and a whole bunch of other stuff. Also, Hidden History, America's Hidden History, More Deadly Than War. I think that's the new one. That's the fascinating book about the Spanish influenza of 100 years ago. And he's the resident historian here in the Brain Trust. He's our good friend, Ken Davis. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you. And I guess we still say Happy Columbus Day.
Yeah.
To some people, it's not so happy. But we'll talk about that.
You know me, Ken. I'm not that politically correct, and that's to the chagrin of a lot of people. But, Ken, thank you again for being here. 14 years, folks, he's been hanging out with us. Happy Columbus Day, Ken. I don't mind saying it. What do you think?
Okay. Well, sure, it's a holiday, and we can say Happy Columbus Day, but it's a holiday that obviously a lot of people are not happy about, most of them because we have a day that honors a man who, for all his courage and intrepid seamanship, also introduced a horrific period in human history, not just American history, world history, a period of death and devastation for the people he met and misnamed Los Indios, the Indians. It was Columbus who applied that name.
Remind people, believe it or not, there are actually adults out there who don't know this history because they didn't learn it in school and they don't care about it. Remind people about.
I was going to say we'll go over the quick facts here. Yeah. Absolutely. So October 12th, we know that date. 1492, we know that date. Columbus sailed the ocean blue, right? Well, the date is true, and that was the first of four voyages. Christopher Columbus was dispatched under the Spanish flag, although he was Genoese, born in Genoa.
Mm-hmm.
People say Italian, but Italy didn't exist as mm-hmm. we know it today.
Right.
It was a collection of states and principalities, and so mm-hmm. it was no modern Italy. So Columbus was more properly Genoese. And he had this crazy idea that you could get to China, Japan, Asia much faster by sailing west to get to the east than going all the way down Africa, up and around, which is what the Portuguese had done.
Mm-hmm.
This had become very important because the Chinese and the Japanese and the Indies Islands had these wonderful things called spices and silk, and there was lots of gold. And so Europeans were trying to find a way to get there quickly and trade with them. Also because, and this is where it's all fascinating pieces that come together, the major trade route between Asia and Europe had come through Constantinople, modern-day mm-hmm. Istanbul.
Well,
Turkey is
thanks to Marco Polo, 200 years or so before, he'd found that way, didn't he?
The Silk Road, as it was called, was the mm-hmm. Was the way that most of this trade was coming into Europe. Then it fell to the Islamic Turks, and that pretty much cut off trade with Asia. So they had to find a new way to sail to Asia to get there. Columbus wanted to sail west to get to the east. He miscalculated because he didn't know how big the world was. Another misconception.
No way for him to know. Let's point something out here. The in those days, it wasn't just his motivation, but there was also a lot of mythology about what the world looked like, how it was shaped. A lot of people thought it was flat. He didn't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, he didn't believe it was round. However, he was, in his observations, it wasn't flat. He felt that he could sail west and get to the other side, didn't he?
That's a bit of a misconception that people have, this idea that Columbus set out to prove the world was flat. Columbus, like most sailors, certainly, and other reasonably educated people of the time, and there wasn't a lot of education at the time. Mm-hmm. So when we say educated, that was a small group. They knew that the Greeks had actually proven the world was round through mathematics, you know, 1,000 years before. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't really this whole idea of sailing off the edge of the earth is a bit of a misnomer. Columbus knew the world was round. He may have even had a compass. We're not sure of that, but right. He probably had a compass. And the reason we don't know for sure is that he wouldn't have said, because the compass was considered to be something.
But he would have had a sextant, though,
magical.
Right? He would have had some kind of...
Yes.
He would have had a sextant, and of course he had the stars. So we know what he did. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what Columbus hath wrought on the new world.
And that's a sextant with an A, not a sextant.
That's right. Quick break. We're going to be right back with Ken Davis. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.